Hi, I am Lindsay Hughes, the presenting author of The Migration Inconsistencies in Electronic Quality of Life Instruments in Clinical Trials, which we presented at ISOQOL. We did this research because of the importance of scientific integrity in clinical research, and that requires that trials are designed and conducted so participants can receive information and assessments in their native language. This is very important when we're talking about the migration of clinical outcome assessments into an electronic format using eCOA. And these are often errors that are found throughout the industry where things can happen with copy and paste or by decisions being made by linguists who are working to perhaps make an assessment more colloquial or fit better into how they might speak with things, but are not working to preserve the conceptual validity or other elements that were validated in the original instrument. So what we've done here is evaluated, looking through the lens of inclusion and diversity, the number of errors that occurred during the migration process across a number of studies. And we separated our analysis into common languages, so those that are frequently used in clinical research settings, such as Spanish, German, Japanese, and French, and then less common languages, which are those that are spoken in countries where eCOA use is limited or where languages are considered unofficial, minority, or primarily associated with immigrant populations. And importantly, these less common languages are often included with an effort to be more representative and have more diverse and inclusive populations. So it was very disturbing to us when we found that there's a disproportionate number of errors that are occurring through the migration process in less common languages when compared to more common languages. There's a standard migration process that's used to convert validated paper-based clinical outcome assessments into electronic formats to preserve their original linguistic and conceptual integrity. But sometimes this doesn't get followed, and it's very, very important that it does. So what we have here is some examples of screenshots that show some of the issues that we did encounter. And also, we're just demonstrating that language and cultural diversity are essential for inclusive clinical trials and reliable outcomes. And even minor inconsistencies, especially in language, can affect patient experience and introduce bias, which risks data integrity. To prevent this, it's essential to ensure that the full migration process is carried out by trained native speaking linguists who have been provided with clear instructions. We recommend that automation is used to reduce manual intervention and to ensure adherence to the legacy text. And in regions with limited eCOA experience, we recommend that enhanced automation and extra review cycles are necessary to meet the industry standards.